With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It has been another night of Russian airstrikes all across Ukraine, with at least 7 people killed, more than 20 injured in Lviv. The BBC's Nick Beek in central Ukraine.
Another air raid siren here this morning sent rescue teams running for cover. Soldiers manning the entrance to this military academy also took shelter, with the fear the sites may be targeted again. The latest Russian attacks overnight brought more death and destruction, notably in the city of Lviv, on the edge of the EU, and also on the border of the NATO alliance. President Zelensky is imploring to do more to help defend his country. Video from Lviv showed the moment of the strike, a huge explosion in a residential area, and debris raining down on people's homes.
Federal prosecutors have filed charges against senior leaders of Hamas. This stems from the October 7th terror attack on Israel. Also at SRNnews.com, a stubborn heat wave isn't letting go of the Southwest. Triple-digit temperatures in Phoenix for 100 days running.
That's long since shattered the record of 76 days in a row set back in 1993. The temperature hit 102 in Phoenix on May 27th and has made it to triple digits every day since. It doesn't look like a break is coming anytime soon. Mark O'Malley with the National Weather Service in Phoenix explains what caused this persistent heat.
We had an area of high pressure that was fairly strong that set up over the region this year. And it just hung over the region. The days that we did have thunderstorms, they weren't particularly widespread.
Unseasonably high September temperatures are expected this week across the western United States. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Former President Trump has lost his bid to have his New York criminal case transferred from state to federal court. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to more losses. The Dow futures are down 82 points. This is SRN News. A new portrait of America's religious communities.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that 66% of adults identify themselves as Christians, while 27% are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religious faith. White evangelical Protestants and white mainland Protestants are evenly matched, each accounting for 13% of the religious population. White Catholics make up another 12%, and these three groups represent the largest individual blocks of believers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
October is Pastor Appreciation Month, and the National Association of Evangelicals is already gearing up. The organization is putting out ideas for how congregations can express gratitude to their clergymen at a time when those men are under more stress than ever. NAE spokesman Brian Cluth says many Christians don't realize how difficult and demanding it is to be a pastor. They often face conflict and criticism while serving their church 50 to 70 hours per week. SRN News. A lost and found treasure resting amid the debris of what's the world's most famous shipwreck.
The location of a bronze statue not seen in decades is among the discoveries made by the company that owns the salvage rights to the Titanic during its first expedition to the site in years. The Georgia-based company that owns the legal rights to salvage the Titanic wreck has completed its first trip since 2010 and released the first images from the trip on Monday. Keith Peters reporting.
The shooting in broad daylight of San Francisco 49ers rookie receiver Ricky Pearsall during an attempted robbery in an upscale shopping district is once again putting San Francisco's safety in the national spotlight. This time it comes just weeks before voters choose a new mayor. A teen has been charged with attempted murder in the shooting of Pearsall, who is expected to recover after being shot in the chest. More details at SRNnews.com.